For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republicans are vowing to move ahead with a committee vote on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. As Kavanaugh prepared for the hearing, Christine Blasey Ford, a California psychologist, remained in hiding after accusing him of assaulting her at a high school party. Alabama Democrat Doug Jones.
The woman who has come forward, who is receiving death threats now, has had to move out of her home, and it seems like the only thing that we hear from the Republicans on the other side and the president is poor Judge Kavanaugh.
Samantha Gary is one of Ford's former classmates.
Oh, I think she's holding up admirably, but this is a very trying, frightening time for her.
We're learning that Senator Grassley is planning a markup, which is called the beginning of debate in his committee next Wednesday morning. So there could be a vote in the Judiciary Committee next Wednesday morning.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Another shooting as three people were seriously injured before police killed a gunman who opened fire at a Middleton, Wisconsin software company. This man was there when it happened.
I was sitting at my desk. I heard it was probably about 4 to 5 just loud bangs. And at that time, I didn't really process what was happening. So I looked around and then I heard a couple more bangs. And then I saw one of my coworkers just bolt out the door.
Four people were wounded in a shooting at the Masontown, Pennsylvania Municipal Center. KDKA-TV's Julie Grant.
People have been lining the streets in shock and disbelief at what occurred in this quiet, peaceful community. It was business as usual at the magistrate court when a gunman opened fire, first blowing out the glass doors and then going in and shooting. There were about 60 people inside of that building. You can imagine the terror and the horror. Witnesses saying they heard screaming as people were trying to get out of the way of the shooter.
The gunman was killed by police. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A ruling has come down in a case about campaign donations to nonprofit groups. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
The Supreme Court says a lot of nonprofit groups have to disclose the identity of wealthy donors who give money to pay for aggressive political ads. The ruling on so-called dark money donations coming just 7 weeks before the midterm elections. It's expected to apply to explicitly political ads run by nonprofits between now and Election Day. The ads in question are those that tell people to vote for or against a candidate. People will no longer be able to donate to those ads anonymously. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A newly promoted naval officer and mother of three was found dead at her Jacksonville, Florida home the same day that she was scheduled to seek a permanent order of protection from her boyfriend. Chief Petty Officer Andrea Washington was found dead just after midnight. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is treating the case as a suspected homicide. Details on how she died have not yet been released. According to a police report, Danny Beard, her boyfriend, pointed a gun in her face and threatened to kill her on September 2nd. Washington was a 19-year veteran of the U.S. Navy and worked as a gas turbine mechanic on the USS Hugh City, which is a guided missile cruiser based at Mayport. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.